We are back with some extra fat joy. I have 10 questions for Karis Styles. Karis, how do you feel about like doing rapid fire questions? Is this something you enjoy?
I'm gonna try to keep it short. I know I mean, being a therapist, you're like, I just give, there's no short answer. So I'm gonna try to keep it short.
I am also totally okay with long. I am not known for my brevity. If anything, it is the opposite. So I'm okay if this is a long form rapid fire 10 questions. We got lots of space. All right. What is the last best something you experienced? Like last best book, food, hug, like last best.
There's a little like bathhouse near where I live. So it's not hot tubs, but it's like warm baths and like sauna rooms. And you get like a 2 hour long block. And oh my God, that was like the most relaxing. I was just like a total noodle after it. It was lovely.
Oh, that sounds so lovely. Is there like a cold plunge too, or is it just all the, or just
There
hot?
is a cold plunge. I got to like my knees, and that's all I could do.
That is a whole other level of resilience, I think, to be able to go full into a cold plunge after being so warm and toasty from like a sauna or a pool. Oh, gosh. Yeah, no, I can't do it either. All right, would you rather go on a wine tour in Tuscany or hiking in Machu Picchu?
Oh, hiking. I do love hiking. I love being in nature. That is definitely a source of not just grounding, but of joy and being able to see something that, yeah, you've never seen before. And the reward of the vista after like all the hard work and the huffing and puffing, it feels so good.
Amazing. What is a good piece of advice you've received?
Oh, I think it's just like really not taking yourself so seriously. And not maybe taking life so seriously. That is something I have to remind myself about. I'm a serious person. I do serious work. But lightening it up, I think, is really good advice.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, because I was going to ask, like, please tell me how you do that. Because I take myself way too seriously too. Yeah, it's hard not to.
It is. Yeah. But and like, yeah, letting yourself laugh at yourself, like, I don't know, just lightening things up of like, okay, I'm upset with my partner. How do I even lighten that up and make that more, I don't know, silly? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and there's so much amazing research that talks about how play and fun, everything from like the neuroscience research to the like productivity research is like if we can bring a sense of play in, our brain loves it. It lowers our stress levels. Like there's so many reasons. And I just always think it's so funny that we grew up playing and then at some point we stopped and we don't allow ourselves to be ridiculous anymore. And I want to be ridiculous. I really do.
Totally. Yeah.
What emoji do you use the most?
Oh, that little face is like, oh, like that face. Yeah, with the teeth.
What does that mean when you do it?
It's like the, oh, like something is icky, or like, oh, this is giving me the ick, or like, oh no, this is the problem. Like,
I love that that's the one you use. Like, there's like, another icky thing. I love it. If you could grant someone a wish, what would that wish be, and for whom would you grant it?
a hard one to answer without getting like without it being a downer also I would say that
Well, I welcome the full range of emotion here. We are emotion agnostic. Bring it.
So this golden retriever I mentioned that's like super goofy, she's very old and thick and has a short prognosis right now, and so I would of course wish for her many more years.
Yes. Oh, thank you for letting us hold that with you. Okay, we're just gonna send her some love.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's hard. Oh man, anything connected to dogs, I just can't like, whew, because those are my babies too. I'm a dog person. Are you an early bird or a night owl?
I'm definitely an early bird. I didn't always like tend towards this, but yeah, it's just kind of I'm like done by like 5 p.m. every day. Like I can't do anything else. I'm
yes, yes. It's been getting earlier and earlier for me. And now I think it's like, so it's like been the best day if I'm like in my pajamas and in bed by like 8:30. I'm like, this is so good. I'm usually not sleeping, but there's something about like being cozy in bed with a book and I love it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Other than the job you have right now, what would a dream job be?
Oh, I would love to make art, either like help other people make art or make art myself and have that be my profession. That is part of myself that I've always had to have some artistic outlet. I'm not like good at it by any means, but it, like I have to have it. If I don't, I get really down. I feel really incomplete. So that's a part of myself that I would love to have even more time for.
Yeah. Oh, love that. What is your most played song or artist right now?
Oh, that's a good question. I feel like I've been playing a lot of George Michael lately. There's something that feels really nostalgic about that. For a long time, it was Lizzo. I think she's probably who I've seen in concert the most. Yeah. And then, of course, like Beyonce. I do listen to a lot of Beyonce of like all the eras.
All the eras. Yes. What is one adjective that describes you or one word that describes you and one that you wish described you?
I think one word that describes me often is loud. I'm a pretty loud person. I don't really know how to whisper. Like that's not, I'm a loud, I'm a big person. I have a big voice. I wish that there, what word do I wish described me? Well, that's a good question. Sometimes I wish I was like more poised. Like I don't really have my shit together, if I can say that word here. I kind of fumble around. I'm like knocking stuff over off. Like I'm just a clumsy person. So I wish I was a little more like, yeah, poised. That would be kind of fun.
I love that. I'm kind of loud and I would say my as well. And also like walk into walls and like you know what it is? I'll like misjudge spatial distance. So I'll like, my shoulder will like hit the side of like the doorway. And I'm like, I've walked through this door 100 times and yet here I am hitting it. And my partner will see me. He's like, did you just like run into the door? I'm like, yeah. So it's so strange. So yeah, for me, it's like, I wish I had a bit of grace. Like I have no grace. There is no grace.
My partner describes me as like, I'm always stumbling and bumbling. She's like, you fall over a lot. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know why, but I do. Dropping things.
Oh my gosh, right? I know. I really get it. I really get it. Yeah. If we were going on a picnic together, what would you bring?
Oh, I probably would bring some kind of cookies. I love cookies. I probably would bring a couple of varieties of cookies. But I've also, for picnics, I love to bring like melon. I feel like we bring berries a lot, but we don't always bring melon. It's like they're an underrated fruit also.
I would agree. Yeah, like a variety of melon. Like what kind of melon?
Do you love a good honeydew? Right? Love a cantaloupe. And I think they're like diet foods that we can reclaim. I feel like my mom always had like cantaloupe and like cottage cheese. And
oh, I totally forgot about that combo.
Right?
Oh my God, you're
that
right.
That was like her lunch, right? And now like reclaiming, but especially like, yeah, cantaloupe, honeydew, like, yeah.
Or like grapefruit. Grapefruit, I feel like, is one of those, like, I'll just have half a grapefruit. No, no. Like, yeah. Oh, I love that idea of reclaiming diet foods. Yeah, that's exciting. Cool. All right. Well, I'm very excited for our picnic. This was wonderful. Thank you for answering the 10 questions, Karis.
Oh, it's my pleasure.